Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisenberg. We're here for this week's version of Buy or Sell. Lots of opinions, of course, as there always are about the Ravens. This first one, John, from NFL.com, talks about the offense. Now that we've kind of seen them in action a little bit during the offseason workouts, the OTAs, the minicamp, NFL.com says that offensive coordinator Jim Caldwell is going to install more of a no-huddle approach, even more so than last year. So what do you think?
I think I'm buying that. I think that's very possible that we're going to see that. I think you're going to see more, especially with Vontae Leach gone now. I think you're going to see more spread offense. You're going to see more running out of a one-back set, which actually was already happening in the playoffs last year. That might have been part of the issue with Vontae. I mean, I think if you go back and look at the tape, a lot of the successful runs were out of a one-back set, for better or worse. But anyway, going forward, yeah, I think Caldwell likes that. I mean, he did it in Indianapolis with Peyton Manning. I think, without a doubt, Joe likes it. He can see the field. I think you're going to see more shotgun.
Joe Flacco's been pretty clear about this for the past couple of years. He loves running out of the shotgun, running out of the spread offense. And, you know, when we've seen them out there on the practice field, we have seen a lot of this up-tempo kind of stuff. Yep. Ravens like to run up-tempo practices, but I've definitely seen more of an up-tempo approach from the offense.
Yep, I think less huddle is in the future for sure.
All right, the next opinion, this one's from ESPN.com. It talks about another issue on the offense, the number two wide receiver slot, which has been up in the air right now since Anquan Boldin's no longer here. ESPN.com says that the storyline about who's going to be the number two receiver, it's overblown. Are you buying or selling that?
I'm buying that. I know where that idea is coming from. The idea, and I kind of agree with the idea that I think no matter who, just throw all these numbers out or whatever they line up. I mean, the top receivers on the team, I think you're going to see three guys, Torrey Smith, Ray Rice, and Dennis Pitta. I think those are your three top targets for Joe. So, yes, there'll be other wideouts in the mix. There's no question. And it could be in a group of guys. You know, I don't know how that's going to play itself out. But I think you're going to see lots of people in unusual positions and strange alignments. I think the Ravens are kind of tinkering with that idea. There's going to be some surprises in the alignment. And so that means not necessarily is the number two guy just line up on every play and run a route. I think it's going to be a little bit different. So, yeah, I think you're going to see those veterans catching the most of the passes anyway.
Whether it's Jacoby Jones or Tandon Doss or Deontay Thompson, whoever is those two, three wide receivers, you think those other guys, the Pitta and Rice, are going to be really kind of the guys leading that receiving charge. Do you expect the receiving game to be, the passing game overall, to be just as effective this year as it has been in the past and during that postseason run?
I think that remains to be seen. I mean, Anquan Boldin's a big loss. And, we'll just have to see. I mean, he's a huge contributor. And, we've been over that and why it was done and everything. But I think that makes it more of a question mark. There's no doubt Joe Flacco entering the prime of his career. I think we've already seen him entering the prime of his career. That helps a lot. So you like to think that it's going to be pretty strong going forward. But in terms of who catches those passes, remains to be seen.
All right, the third opinion, this one got the blood boiling for a lot of Ravens fans in Baltimore. Sarah looked at it and late for work. It's from NFL.com. They said that Ray Lewis is the most overrated Raven of all time.
I'm not buying that. I am. I think it certainly was intended to inflame. It achieved its goal. I think it's a ridiculous idea. I think it's just, yes, I mean, maybe in the last year or two of his career, Ray was not the dominating linebacker he'd been. I think people know that. I think Ray knows that. But certainly for the vast majority of his career, he's one of the all-time greats. So just a tremendous... I've never seen, certainly for a 6 or 7 year period there when Ray was in his prime, never seen a linebacker have a stronger impact on a game. And so I think the whole conversation is kind of nuts, honestly. Yeah. So I'm not even can you sell twice?
I'm selling. Just selling it. Get it out of there.
I'm selling that thing big time.
All right. It's a little humorous to call it first ballot Hall of Famer overrated.
I think so. It's as I said, achieved its goal. People are talking about it, but come on, please.
All right. You heard it here first, John Eisenberg selling that. Get that stuff out of here. So that's all the time for this week's Buy or Sell Ravens fans. But for everything related to the team, you know where to keep it. That's right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.